Michael, what were you playing with as the season was going along and injury issues you were dealing with? What was the kind of specifics on those?
Yeah, I started right after mom's trip. I had some back issues. And once that got better after a couple of weeks or so, crashed by Wilson here at home and hurt my ribs. And so I had to deal with that injury. And then, just trying to grind it out before the break and then trying to get healthy during the break and coming back. And, it's an injury that lingers. So, but I felt like I was getting better there at the end of that long road trip and starting to feel like I was getting my game back in order. Then I had a tear in my oblique, and I just felt like that was just a little too hard to play with, and needed a little time to get better.
How proud are you guys of the way this team finished the season? I mean, you had the fourth best record in the NHL in the last 16 games, 96 points, tied for most by a non-playoff team in league history. How proud are you of the way this group finished the season?
Yeah, really proud, obviously. We feel that we very well could be starting to play some games, tonight or tomorrow, whenever they get started. But proud of the way that we fought to the end. We never felt that we were out of it. And, it took a team going on a pretty improbable run to keep us out of the playoffs. But, down the stretch, you look at the two games we lost in regulation, and both of those have controversial calls that, maybe those games both could go to OT or whatever it is, and you get the point that you need to be in. So, we're not satisfied with being the first team out. It's definitely not a good feeling, and something that, we'll remember next year. And, early in the year, just that reminder that every point matters when it comes down to this time of year. And but with all that said, I'm really proud to be a Flame, proud of our group. Thought we fought really hard, exceeded all the expectations that were put on our team this year. We'll learn from it and move forward. But I thought there was a lot to like from our team this year.
What has to happen next for the steps that you guys took this year and the different things that you feel like you've built to matter moving forward?
Well, I think this year is a lot of the groundwork. You think of a house, we kind of have the foundation built. I think the culture's really strong. The staff's been great. The management's been great. The players have all bought in, which is why I think we were able to, perform the way we did this year. But I think, now you look for guys to take another step in their game. Whether it's young guys, myself, Bax, whoever it is, there's always ways that you can improve, and that's what the summer and the off season's for, is to find ways to train differently or whatever it is to get to another level, set a new goal for yourself, and come back better the next year. But you look at some of the kids. Maddie comes to mind just off the top of my head, but he's going to be a 30 goal scorer in this league. And a lot of the guys' games grew as the year went on, which I thought was a great sign. And, they didn't get to play playoff games, but they got to play meaningful games. And I thought they showed really well in those situations and could be counted on in key moments. And, that should give them a lot of belief in them having that ability to play the way they need to, next year going into important situations. So, everyone's just got to look to take a step individually, and if you all do that, the team will grow. There's always going to be turnover, and we're going to need new players to come in. It's pretty well documented. Zane, he's still a real young kid, but extremely high-end talent, and there's going to be other surprises, I'm sure, going into camp, and that's what you need is guys to come in and surprise. So a lot of little things got to go right, but I think our group's got the framework to continue to grow on.
This time last year, the narrative was, guys that didn't necessarily want to remain here, we were asking veterans about that. It seems like it's flipped entirely, and and it's the opposite now. Can you speak to just the work maybe into changing that narrative and how different it is maybe than the conversations we had here a year ago?
Well, I think it's like I touched on. I think it's from the top down. I think Connie's done a great job. Husk, they've built a culture, and they put our leadership group in place this year. Obviously, Bax being at the head of that and really setting a culture and a standard here. And he treats the young guys real well. We all do. Make them feel important, part of the group, right away. And I think that leads to guys getting to their games a little quicker on the ice and feeling like they should be contributors in big moments in games. So it's been really enjoyable. It's one of the most fun years I've had in the NHL. I think that's why it was so disappointing to not continue to get to play. I think we really enjoyed coming to the rink and being around each other and spending time together. And I don't want to harp on it too much, but it's just such a good culture here. And I think with the new rink coming, and there's a lot to be excited about in the city, and I think guys are going to start seeing Calgary as a really attractive destination to come play. And, I think that starts with the word of mouth, with every guy in our room, praising how much they enjoy it. I think that goes a long way.
Like for you, in the sense that you get to share the leadership responsibilities, and you have guys like Coles and the rest of the guys that sort of spread out those responsibilities throughout the year.
Yeah, no, it's huge. No one can lead a team by himself. So to have this leadership group that we started with this year, I was super excited about it. Narrowed down to six players. In the past, we've had little bigger groups, and I thought it made it more clear who the leaders are, and not that we don't need everyone, but I feel like I can really lean on those guys and they can lean on me, and I think we have a really good group there, and it's really important for me to have those guys, and they all stepped up in different ways and lead the team in different ways.
Mike, this isn't the first time in your 17 seasons here where the team just missed the playoffs, but with all of the draft picks and all of the prospects and all of the cap space, does this season feel different for you?
Definitely, like, because for like when we missed playoffs this close, it's like, I mean, obviously 2 years ago, but that was so many changes that happened this organization, and we had a really old team, and we kind of started that process. So and then before that, it was early in my career, coming as a rookie, first 3 years missing what, 2 to 5 points every year, and career was just so different. So I see it differently today than then, like you said, I feel like the future here is really bright. The management has done a great job selecting some really good young players and signing some good players, and I think like Cole said too, having the arena being close here, it's gonna want guys to come here. Just have that extra attraction to come for guys to come here and play, and so I think the future looks really good here in Calgary.
153 games back of Jarome McGinn left for all-time games played for this franchise. Do you want to beat him?
Yeah, I mean, it will, of course, be very special. Trying to focus on the year I'm playing, the season I'm in. So now it's focusing on next season. But, a couple years ago, I was it was hard. Just trying to, decide if we're going to stay or not. And me and my family feel really excited that we decided to stay. Even though missing playoffs, we feel like we have something special going on here in Calgary, something we can build on. And I want to be part of that. And if I'm part of that for the next few years, that probably means that I'm going to beat Iggy.
Just quickly for either of you, or both of you actually, world championships in the future at all for either?
I've had some good conversations with the management coaches for Team Sweden, but this week was so upsetting and disappointing and sad, losing or missing playoffs, and just I'm not quite there yet. So, but I've had some talks with them, but just this week's been so tough that we'll make a decision next week.
I could echo that. Just really was focused on our team. Haven't really had any discussions yet, but. We'll see. And in the next coming weeks, we'll see what happens.